And I'm here this morning to encourage you to follow after God. Watch this. A few of us are scared. Say scared. A few of us are scared to hear God's voice. Uh-oh, what's going on? How come I can't hear God's voice? Well, it's because some of us just don't want to. Because we're scared to what we might hear. Oh, he might ask me to do something that I'm not ready to do. Well, guess what? God is such a gentleman. I've yet to have him ask me to do anything that I really wasn't ready to do. I don't know about you, but how many of you are tired of the old stuff that's pulling you down and pulling you away from God? And really inside of you, you're looking for an escape. You're looking for the reality. You're looking for God's voice to say, follow me. Well, we're going to get to that in just a minute. So I may have you know that we can hear God's voice. We can hear that sonic boom, or we can hear it say, like I used to say it a while back, ta-da. How many of you are ready for your ta-da? Watch what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 13 and 14 says this. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand. And seeing you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of the people have grown. For the heart of the people have what? Grown dull. Too many of us are dull. We're not sharp as we once were. We're not as sharp as we should be. We've grown dull of hearing. We hear. Have you ever been in the presence of somebody telling a story and you just kind of zoned out of it because it just wasn't interesting? Anybody here? You know, you're kind of like, they're just going, wah, 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 and you're going like, what the heck? And all of a sudden they said, huh? And you go, oh, you finished? I'm sorry. Say it again because I wasn't paying attention. Anybody here ever did that? And sometimes that's what happens with us with God, is we grow dull from hearing God's voice because we really don't want to hear it. Uh-oh. Well, I'm here to tell you it's time for us to sharpen it up. Watch this. Their ears are hard of hearing and their eyes, they have closed. Too many of us have just closed our eyes to things that have taken away from the goodness of God, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and they should understand with their heart and turn. You see, because when we know God is speaking our hearts, how many of you know we want to repent and do things right? Have you ever felt the Spirit of God moving in your heart? And you just like, it's time for me to repent. I know that I'm not in the right place. I know I'm not right, doing the right things. It's time. Say time for me to repent and turn away from the stuff that is corrupting me and toxing me. And it's time to detox, like I said last week. So we need to learn to hear what God is saying. Many of us have grown dull, and we all toxic. We got all kind of things going on in our lives. We must first desire to hear God's voice. We got to want to. Say want to, DJ. We got to want to. How many of you want to know God more? I want to know you more. I want to see your face. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you more. A few of us just, we just stop. We get tired. We get lazy. We get laid back. We just kind of get the old hum. But how many of you know it's time for us to get a breakthrough? We need to break through the sound barrier, the things that are holding us back from being where we need to be. How many of you know we need to hear Jesus? Don't you know the world needs to hear Jesus? Can I get an amen? Amen. Now watch this. Can we do this too? We know it's time for the church. Say me. It's time for the church to hear God's voice. It's time for us to say, look, what's going on? Why am I in the situation I'm in? Why am I struggling? I'm going to get to talking about that in just a minute too. We got to get through this sound barrier. We got to get through, watch this, the works of the flesh. How many of you know what the Bible says the works of the flesh are? Well, I know this is where everybody's going to have to raise your pants leg because it's getting deep. It's going to get real deep right here. Here it comes, Galatians chapter 5. Watch. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are, how many of you ever read these works? You read the works, only one of y'all? Okay, two of y'all. Okay. The rest of y'all got to get your Bibles out and read Galatians, okay? Galatians chapter 5, it talks about the works of the flesh. The works of the flesh are evident, And it's like sometimes when we read these works, we like to look at it, well, you know, murder and all of that stuff. I got that under control, but there's a whole bunch more in there that we. Oh, let's just say I might be struggling with. I might have a little problem with. Watch this. Here it comes. You ready? The works of the flesh are evidence, which are adultery. Uh-oh. Fornication. Uh-oh. Uncleanliness. Uh-oh. Lewdness. Idolatry. Well, you know, I don't worship any other gods. Hallelujah. Sorcery. Well, I don't. Hatred. Uh-oh. Well, wait a minute. I got this problem with my neighbor. Contention. Uh-oh. Contentious. Jealousy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Outbursts of wrath. Uh-oh. All the men say, uh-oh. Uh-huh. Outburst, selfish ambition. Uh-oh. You know, and when we get, watch this, dissension. Well, you know what that brother in the church did last week? Dissension. Well, let me just stir up some trouble. Can I just cause a little trouble over here? Can I? Oh, dissension. I don't have no problem with that. Heresy. Envy. Oh, well, you know, I wished I had with old brother. Zach. Oh, brother Zach. What's your name over there? Zach. I wished I had Zach's truck. I just wished I had a nice, pretty Dodge. Like he, envy, drunken, murders. Oh, okay. I haven't worried about murder nobody. I got that one covered. Anybody having trouble with murder? Okay, we're just making sure. All right, everybody that does, if they raise a hand, everybody can pull out your guns. Okay. Drunkenness, revelry, and the things like that. Oh, which tells you beforehand. Watch this. I told you beforehand, just as I also told you in the past, that those who practice, this is my favorite word, say practice. Those who practice such things, this is the word of God, right? Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Let me just get off of that because I've hurt some people. There's some people right now. Like, oh, well, I will not inherit the kingdom of God. Those who practice such things do not want to hear God's voice. When you're midst of practicing some of this works of the flesh, when we're right in the middle of it, we don't want to hear God's voice. You know why? Because we know we're right in the middle of it. We're right in the middle of doing the things we shouldn't be doing. And then we say, oh, I ain't going to church this Sunday. I'm going fishing. Well, I ain't going to church. I don't want to hear God's voice. So we don't pray. Lord, help me. Well, okay, I'm going to help you, but you're going to have to say turn. We're going to have to turn away from this stuff that's allowing us not to hear God's voice. We got to break through the sound barrier. Some of us are just enjoying that same old stuff. Have you ever seen that little cartoon? I don't remember. A Bug's Life, is it? This is one of my favorite little things to talk about. How people say, I can't help it. Have you ever heard that? I just can't help it. I just got caught up and I just can't help myself. I just can't help it. Watch this, the Bug Life, if you ever seen it. Okay, here he is. The little fly that's flying towards the zapper. You know, the little thing, and he goes, look. The little bug's flying right towards the zapper, and he says, don't look at the light. He goes, I can't help it. And too many of us are flying right into the Bug Life. I just can't help it. I fell into sin. I just can't help it. And we're getting zapped. Some of us are frying. We're stuck in that zap. And we're just struggling. And I'm here to tell you, God's ready to set you free. Watch this. God's got the plug to the zapper. Choom. Pulls the power right out of it. You see, we got to learn something called, it's part of the fruits of the Spirit. It's called self-control. I just can't help it. Yes, you can. It's called fruit of the Spirit. It's called learn. Say learn. Self-control. Well, I just can't help it. We got to break through the sound barrier. You know, sometimes the Egyptians, when they came out of bondage back in the day, when Moses went to go set them free. You remember the story of Moses? He went to go set the Egyptians free, and he brought them out of bondage. And he's bringing them out and setting them free. And they didn't want to give up. Some of them didn't want to give up that, oh, if we could just go back to have some garlic and onions.
Oh, if I could just go back to having some of that good old sin. If I could just go back to heaven. I'm here to tell you that once you taste and see that God is good, once you really reach in and you've been in the presence of Jesus, once you've tasted and seen how good God is, the rest of that stuff that you keep trying to go back to just don't taste the same. It just won't do it. It won't get you to where you want to be. Amen? Amen? Anybody can say amen? You try to go back to that same old stuff and it just ain't going to be. You just don't understand that there's a promised land waiting. There's a promised land waiting just over the border. Don't keep going around the mountain. Don't keep going around saying, just one more lap, Lord. Just whenever you get in the midst of all that stuff, say, Lord, just give me one more lap. Huh? How many of y'all just want to walk around just a little bit longer in that problem? And a little bit longer, just a little. Just next week I'll change. Next week I'm going to come to the promised land. But this week I want to be miserable. How many of you know God's got something better? He's got something better for you. I'm here to tell you that the promised land is waiting. Hebrews chapter 3 and 16 says it like this. For who, having heard, this is talking about these guys in rebellion. They rebelled indeed. It was not for all who came out of Egypt, but led by Moses. Now, with whom he was angry 40 years. What? They went around for 40 years? And there was not one of those who sinned, who collapsed and fell in the wilderness, to whom he did not swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey. Say obedience. Okay, let me try that again. Say obedience is better than sacrifice. You see, sometimes we like to go, well, you know, Pastor, I've been coming to church 25 years now, you know, and I done did this and I done did that and I done did the other. And I'm here to tell you that I've been sacrificing and coming and doing and all this kind of stuff. Say obedience is better than sacrifice. You see, it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. It's not about how good you can be. It's about how good Jesus already was, is, and is to come. He is a good God, and He wants to carry you and bring you up into the promised land. If we will hear His voice and obey. They didn't want to break the sound barrier. These guys that were falling around in the wilderness and they just like, and God saying, listen, I'm really wanting y'all to all come up here to the promised land. And that, you know, even the Egyptians said, you know, Moses, you go up on the mountain and hear from God and come back down and tell us what He said. And that's where a lot of people do. They come to church and they say, Pastor, you go hear from God and come down and tell us what He had to say. And I'm here to tell you that that's not the relationship that God wants to have. He wants you, say me, to have a personal one-on-one experience with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the all God Almighty. He loves you so much that He sent Jesus Christ so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. They didn't want to break the sound barrier. Watch this. Jesus is teaching in Luke chapter 11 and 27. He says, and it happens that He spoke these things that a certain woman in the crowd raised up a voice and said, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you. But Jesus said, more than that, blessed are those who hear my word and keep it. Say, keep it. Blessed are those who hear my word and keep it. Blessed are those who break through the sound barrier. Break through the stuff that's keeping you away from God. Break through it and say, it's time. Say, it's time. Time for us to learn a breakthrough, to get into God's presence. Break through the sound barrier. James chapter 1 and 22 says it like this. Be ye a doer. Say, doer. Be doers of the word and not hearers. Watch what the next part of that scripture says. Deceiving yourself. See, too many of us have deceived ourselves and just saying, well, I know what the word says. How many of you know people that know, they know what the word says, but they don't do it. They know what it says. Oh, I know. I know. And this is what's so really cool. Watch this. I know I should be doing better, but. Say but. No, you got to say it like this. But. Yeah, you got to say it one more time. But. You got it. See? But. And we put all of our butts right in the way. And I'm here to tell you it's time for us to move them. It's time for us to move our butts and start saying, Lord, but Lord. But you, Jesus, but you, God, you brought me up out of. You pulled me. You pulled me. Whose report will you believe? Well, the doctor said this. Okay, I hate to say it like this, but guess what? You might die, but that's okay, because guess where you're going? Hallelujah. You're going to the promised land. So the worst thing that happened is that you pass on. So, it happens. Guess what? You're not going to. In case you haven't realized this, watch this revelation to all of those that you're going to die one day. One day we all going to die, right? We got that conclusion, right? How many of you are not ready to go now? Rest of y'all going to die today? I understand, but the idea is don't worry about it. Don't get caught up. It's appointed that the man wants to die and then the judgment. Guess what? When the day comes, say when. When that day comes, there's nothing you can do about it. It's your turn. Your number's up. 42. Have you ever been in the line? Bingo. Your number's coming. Don't get caught up and fearful about it. Let it go. Say, let it go. Let it go. Don't worry about it. Don't get caught up. Don't fear. Don't fear it. Allow God to talk to your heart. I have lost my place. What am I reading? I got a little caught up there. Those who break the sound barrier, excuse me, are doers. Those who learn to hear God's voice and break through the sound barrier are doers of the word. Because you know when God says do it, yeah, we better do it. How many of you know God's saying it? Right now he's talking to our hearts and he's saying, guess what? It's time. It's time to cut that stuff out. How many of you, don't raise your hand. How many of you are hearing God's voice saying it's time to stop it. It's time to cut it out. It's time to get right. It's time to quit fearing and worrying about, this is going to happen, that's going to. Don't fear it. Just move into what God called you. Be a doer. Say doer. Have you ever heard the story of when Peter was called? Jesus is walking along the shore. And he sees Peter and his brother out mending their nets and getting ready to go fishing. And he called out, Peter! And Peter said, yes, Lord. Watch this. Peter decides to break the sound barrier. Just like that. Matthew chapter 4. Jesus was walking on the Sea of Galilee and saw his two brothers, Simon and Peter, called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting their nets into the sea. And they were, say were. I don't know if you ever catch little words every now and then, but I love just every now and then when you catch a word. They were, say were. They were fishermen. They were fishermen. Jesus got another plan for him. And he said to them, to what? Follow me. He said, follow me. Watch this. Jesus said, follow me. And then what did he say? And I, who is I? Jesus. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Too many people are running around trying to make themselves something in the Lord. Let me make myself a, I got to be this. I got to do that. I got to do this. First of all, get the first thing first. What did he say? Follow me. Did he say that you got to do follow me and do this, that, and the other? No, he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. You see, they were fishermen. They were fishers of fish. They were. How many of you were something? You were something. Oh, you might be still claiming it. Yeah, well, I am. I do this and I do that. But that's not who you are. You're a child of the Most High God. You're a King of Kings and Lord of Lords kid.
Oh, my, if we'll catch a glimpse of what God is calling and how He's pulling the barriers down and how He's wanting us to break through the sound barrier and hear His voice. Watch this. And immediately, say immediately, you know, this is something that's confusing sometimes. Because Peter immediately dropped their nets, right? They dropped their nets and they followed Jesus, right? Have you ever read through this, the rest of the story, where you find out that even though God called them and they dropped their nets, that later on Peter went back and picked up his net again? How many of you, don't raise your hand here, okay? Sometimes in our life, God calls us out of stuff. He calls us out of stuff, and then we find ourselves back in that stuff again. Here we go. I don't know what to do, so I'm going back fishing, Peter says. Peter goes back fishing. So now Peter's got nets and Jesus. And too many of us are living with our nets and Jesus. And we're trying to decide which one should we do. Should I go back fishing? Or should I allow the Lord to make me fishers of men? Now, let me explain myself right here, because I know some of y'all are freaking out. And you're thinking, well, Brother Pastor Tyron, I was never called to be a preacher. Well, you understand the word preacher is, you know, you got to understand that you may not be preaching from a platform in front of people, but every day you're a preacher. Every day, wherever you are. How many of you know you got friends that are listening and friends that are watching and friends that are saying, hey, why don't you tell me a little bit about Jesus? And I know that's not how they say it, is it? They never want you to come out and say, tell me more about Jesus. Matter of fact, they're saying, oh, Lord, here he goes again. He's going to talk about Jesus. I want to encourage you to read your Bible. Say, read your Bible. You see, because this is what's cool about the Word of God. It applies to all parts of our life. No matter what thing you could ever think of, no matter what conversation anybody could ever bring up, you could always refer back to the Bible, and this is how you should answer people. Watch this. Here it comes. The Word of, you know, the Bible says something similar to that. And they go, really? Because then you're letting them know that they really do know some of the Word of God. And they are trying to apply godly principles to a worldly life. And in the process of trying to apply it, you can bring it to the Scripture and say, you know, the Bible says it like this, whatever it may be. And all of a sudden they go, wow, that's pretty cool. And the next thing you know, when they want to know how to get closer to God, because you know what, no matter who you are, the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So when you get the opportunity, when people start asking you questions and you say, this is what the Bible says, you are giving them the Word of God. And when you bring the Word of God, watch what I'm fixing to tell you. The Bible says it like this. It won't return void, but it will accomplish what it was sent out to do. Now, you might not see that person ever get saved, but that's not your job. Your job is to bring them the Word. You see, because somebody else might witness to them and then they get saved. And the next person that you never know who might die tomorrow. What? You might not have another opportunity to be a witness and you missed your day of visitation. Don't miss your day of visitation. You want to make sure you're ready. Say ready in season. Ready with the Word. I don't know if y'all were around here a couple of years ago when my wife preached the Word. She had two 357 Magnums on her hip with a holster. And the name of the message was, I'm packing. She sat right here and preached that. My lovely sweetheart. I'm packing. And that's how we should be all the time. Packing, loaded, ready with the Word in season or out. You may not be ready, but guess what? When they ask the question, we're ready. We're packing. We're saying, hey, guess what? The Word of the Lord says. Let me tell you what it says. It says this, 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 this. And they're like, wow. And all of a sudden, little seeds, a little fire, or a little sound barrier start breaking. And they're like, pow, you broke through. You broke through and you got a word in.
and you took a, I love it, we took a missile, we used the fiery, we took the shield of faith and we blocked the fiery dart that tried to kill our friends. How many of you know the enemy tries to kill, steal, and destroy us? You know the enemy's trying to destroy our family. He's trying to destroy marriages. He's trying to bring corruption into the family unit. It's time for us to bring up the shield of faith and speak words of life in season. And watch. Watch the barrier break. Watch what God will do in people's lives. Watch how good God is. Bless it. The sound barrier. We got to be doers. Walk in newness of life. Immediately they dropped their nets. And Peter's story, he immediately changed his old habits. He dropped his nets. But later on, he picked them up again. Like I said earlier, how many of us have picked up struggles, picked them back up, and we carried them a little longer? Peter, just like Peter, some of us have picked up our struggles, our nets. I picked up our things, and we're struggling, and we're trying to live life with all of this controversy, and we're trying to live life with all of this transformation happening. Do you know God's doing a transformation in your life? Say amen if He is. Do you know, I'm going to say that one more time. Do you know God is doing a transformation in your life? Say amen if He is. He's transforming us to a closer walk, to a better understanding, to a better person. How many of you are better people than you were last year? Because of Jesus. Oh, some of us in this morning, God's doing a mighty work. We got to struggle. Some of us are struggling, breaking through our sound barriers. There's things going on, and then we turn on our TV, we turn on our radios, and we over there go, hallelujah, and we're getting all kind of caught up in the things. And I'm here to tell you, it's time for us to hear God's voice and have to shut down, turn down the volume of the world. Turn down the volume of the world and listen for the still small voice of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because He's speaking to each and every one of us, and He's trying to get us to pay attention and hear. The time is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand. It's right there. It's closer than it's ever been. Oh, my goodness. Jesus said these two things in Matthew 4. He said, to follow me and that I will make you fishers of men. I wished we would catch a glimpse of understanding that God is in control. He's doing what He needs to do in Murray's life. He's doing what He needs to do in Lynn's life to make us fishers of people. Fishers of people. How many of you know God loves people? Oh, my goodness. And you see, too many of us are struggling with people. Oh, but if you do, some people would leave me alone. If I could just go to Walmart and check out without having them run out of paper or having to get change or change the cashier or into the, you go into the McDonald's or Burger King and they got to change the shift and they got to count down a drawer and the manager comes out and you got the wrong French fries in your bag. You ordered the extra large and they gave you small. How dare them? You see how crazy we are? The world is going crazy. Well, I paid for extra large fries. I want them. Okay, you can have them. Just give me them back. We'll take care of it. Patience. Say patience. How many of you know God's teaching us some things in life, huh? Don't get so caught up in being, Two things. God says to follow me. And I will make you. And Peter's life, immediately he dropped the nets, but he had to pick them back up again. Over and over again, God challenged Peter to listen to His voice. God said, listen, Peter, you're blowing it. You messed up. You're making mistakes. But that's okay. Because at the end, when Peter totally blew it, he said, hey, go call my disciples and Peter. How many of you know Jesus is here this morning? He's saying, put your name in there. Because Jesus loves you so much
that He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. He's not going to let you out and hang dry. If you've given your life to Christ and you desire to hear God's voice, if you desire to have a breakthrough, if you desire to have that sonic boom happen, it's going to happen. But you got to be patient. Say patient. And start allowing yourself to hear the word of the Lord. Allow yourself to read the Bible. Allow yourself to follow Him. And quit looking to man. Oh, you're looking for a man to just tell you the right thing. And I'm here to tell you that, you know what, you're going to be disappointed. If you're looking for a man to fulfill your desires of God in your life, it's not going to happen. You will be disappointed. But I'm here to tell you that. I don't know about you, but I can only talk for myself. But Jesus has never let me down. You know what? Every time I asked Him, Lord, I need some advice. I need some help. I need You to tell me how to get out of this. How many of you know He knows how to talk to your heart? He can speak right to you. When you truly desire to break through the sound barrier, when we desire to push through all of the stuff and quit looking at the man and quit looking at people and quit looking at a pastor or a church or a place, Peter learned how to hear His voice. He said, Peter, do you love me? He said, well, surely, Lord, I love you. He says, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs first. Then he said, feed my sheep and feed my sheep. Lord, you know all things. Why did you ask me this again? How many of you have heard God say, let me pick on somebody. Carol! I didn't want to say, I figured if I might end up in trouble. Carol, do you love me? And Carol says, of course I love you, Lord. Lewis, do you love me? Of course I do, Lord. You know it. Then feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Follow me. Follow me, says the Lord. Quit trying to make yourself into something that you're not. Many of us are being used by God, and we still got our nets we're carrying. We're still carrying some of that old desire because we got to break through. It's time for us to learn how to drop the nets. How many of you know Peter went fishing the last time? And the Lord said, put your net over on the right side of the boat. When we start doing it the right way, how many of you know the Bible tells us that you never hear of Peter picking back up his nets ever again? Because he learned to do it right. He wanted to put it on the right side and he caught fish. And then watch this. What Jesus had already had prepared on the bank, cooked, ready to eat. This is what they were looking for all night. How many of you have been trying to do things in your own strength, looking for it all night long? And the Lord says, guess what? I'm over here on the bank and I got it already prepared for you. Are you ready? You ready for some of this? Do you want some of this food? Do you want something that no man can give you? Then break through your sound barrier. Break through the stuff that's holding you back. Watch this. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 37 and 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he, God, delights in his ways. Though he fall, though you might have went back to your nets, he shall not utterly be cast down. For behold, for the Lord upholds him in his hand. Lord God Almighty reaches right down into your life. Aren't you so glad that he's merciful? Aren't you glad that he's a good God? Aren't you glad that he reached right down into your life and said, guess what? I know you messed up. I know you're making mistakes. But I'm here to tell you that this is the day that I've made. And if you will rejoice and be glad in it, I'm going to pick you up out of that miry clay. I'm going to break your feet upon the rock. And as you walk with me, don't look back. Don't keep looking back to the old nature. Don't keep looking back to go back fishing. Don't look back to see where your nets are. Let them alone. Let it go. Let it go. Oh, but brother so-and-so did this. Brother so-and-so. Sister so-and-so did that. Did you see what they did? I just love the whole Bible. I just got to tell you. John chapter 21, my favorite one of ones. And Jesus said unto him, if it is, if, say if.
If I, Jesus, will that he remains till I come, what is that to you? You see, if we will catch our eyes off of man and put them on Jesus, when we do see the things of that man do, then we also hear his voice and say, oh, Jesus, God is saying, what is it to you if I want him to live forever? Say, you. You follow me. Jesus is telling the other disciples that's worried about this other brother. He said, well, listen to me. What is it to you what I want him to do? You let him alone and you, say you, follow me. Jesus wants us to learn to follow him. Follow him and let God make the changes that need. How many of you think God can make a change? And you know what? When God's ready to make a change, it's going to happen. He's going to change what needs to be changed. How many of you know he is in control? I don't know if you truly believe that he's omnipotent. I don't know that you believe that he can do all things and he knows what he needs to do. But I do. I totally believe that. I believe that he knows the mistake I'm going to make tomorrow. And he knows what it's going to take to get me back in line. Do you know he knows exactly what you need today? He knows what you have to hear today to change into more of who he wants us to be. Watch this. Romans chapter 14. Oh, here comes a tough one because we love to judge each other. Who are you to judge another servant? By his own master, he shall stand and fall. Now, why am I going there? Because when we get our eyes caught up in looking on other people, we start losing it. We don't follow Jesus. I don't know if y'all read this last little thing on Facebook a while back. I seen somebody texted and Facebooked it over to me. And a man or lady went to the preacher. And, you know, Pastor, I got to leave. I'm going to have to leave the church. And he said, why is that? He goes, well, that's because Brother Zach was doing this and Brother Murray was doing that and Sister Carol was doing this, that, and the other. And I can't take that. I got to leave. I got to go to another church. He said, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, I'll tell you what you do. He goes, next week, come to church just one more time for me. He says, I'm going to give you this glass of water. And we gave him a glass of water the next week when he came. He says, now this week I want you to take this full glass of water and walk around the church while I'm preaching, okay? And he says, okay, why do you want me to do that? So he took the glass of water and it was pretty full like this one right here. And he started, whoops. And he didn't want to do like I just did, spill that. So he was walking around and he was trying, listening to the preacher. And he's like, yeah, I got it. At the end of service, he says, so did you hear my message? He goes, I sure did. He goes, why did you hear it? He goes, well, I was focused on not spilling the water. I was focused on this and not looking around at all that. You see, when we focus on Jesus and not on all that, then we learn to hear God's voice. When we're focused on the reason why we're gathered together, you see, instead of the gathering, you see, it's fun. I enjoy being with you guys. But I'm here to tell you, if you wasn't here, I'd still be having a great day in the Lord. I'd still be worshiping him in truth and in spirit. I wouldn't be worried about it. And I'm here to tell you, quit worrying about what's going on all around you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. And God's going to pour out his spirit upon you. He pours out his spirit on all flesh. And then we'll come to the realization, just like Isaiah did in Isaiah 6 and 1. Watch this. I'm going to read it for you. Listen carefully. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. First of all, we got to learn to see the Lord. We got to learn to see the Lord high and lifted up. You see, because when we lift him up, oh, the word says that he will draw men unto him. When we lift him up, you won't be looking out here. Because when we lift him up, oh my, listen. When we lift him up and the train of his robe filled the temple. I don't know if you can catch a glimpse of that, but I'm going to give you an encouraging word right now that we need to learn to, in the midst of our worship and praising God, quit looking to see who's dancing and who's singing off key and who's doing a jig. Just close your eyes and see Jesus high and lifted up and watch the train of his robe fill the temple. And when we catch that glimpse and when we see it, and we see it like this, watch this. And above him stood seraphim, each having six wings. Two he covered his face, and two he covered his feet, and two he flew. And one cried out to another saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Oh my goodness, the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And when we come and worship God in truth and in spirit, we separate ourselves from the cares of the world and we lift up Jesus and we hear His voice. We catch a glimpse of who He is. And all of a sudden, the whole earth is full of His glory. That's why you see people separating themselves and they're laughing and they're loving Jesus and they're smiling and they say, "Oh God, You're good." "For the post of the doors was shaken, and the voice of him who cried out, saying, the whole house was filled with smoke. So I said, 'Woe is me, for I am undone.'" And then you hear your sonic boom. When you sit there and you say, "Woe is me, for I am undone," we catch our sonic boom. Boom! We're like the jet going through it. When we say, "Woe is me, for I am undone," we don't look at our brothers and sisters' problems. We realize that, guess what? I am undone. And then we want to repent and make things right. "Because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And the eyes of him who sees the King, the Lord of hosts." You see, we start seeing things differently when we're in his presence. We start seeing things differently. When we hear the sonic boom, when we realize that we just broke through our sound barrier and we no longer will be the same again. And I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I love that part in the song where it says, "Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow." Because I'm not here to impress anybody. I'm here to get some things right in my life. I don't know about you, but I know each and every one of us has some things going on that we need to get right. We need to hear our sonic boom. We need to hear our breaking the sound barrier so that way we can hear the voice of God who's crying out and calling. Just like Enoch, watch this, Genesis chapter 5. Enoch walked with God. And he was no more. And too many of us are walking with man instead of God. We're walking with people. We're walking way lower than we should be because we're not listening. We're not following Jesus. Well, you know, last week, I don't know if you heard this part last week where I was talking about detoxing, but you know what? We get caught up in life and trying to please people and trying to do things. And I'm here to tell you that, you know what? There's one mediator between you and God. His name is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And He's calling out your name right now. He's calling out your name and He says, "Please listen to me. Hear what I'm telling you these days. Watch this." You heard me talking earlier about the works of the flesh are evident. Now watch this. Let's go on to the next part of that scripture. Galatians 5 in the same chapter, a little further down, it says in verse 22. But, say but. Oh, here it comes. But the fruit of the Spirit is... But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, gentleness. Here it is, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. You see, when you get walking with God, when we follow Jesus, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh, have crucified it, have walked away from it, has put it behind them, has realized that you just went through the sound barrier and you're leaving that stuff behind. Now I'm hearing God's voice and I'm going to follow Him. And while I'm following Him, guess what? In the process of following Him, guess what happens? He makes us. He makes us fishers of men. He makes us. You fill in your blank. I don't know about you, but He's making me. Is He making you today? Is He making you into? Is He molding? Is He cutting away the? Is He burning away the chaff? Is He
pulling you through some stuff so that we will separate ourselves from the flesh, the works of the flesh, and walk in the Spirit. Those who are in Christ have crucified its flesh with its passions. Sometimes we get passionate about doing things that we know are incorrect. And with his passion and desires. And it says, and if we live in the Spirit, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That goes back to that doer. If you're going to, don't be just a hearer of the word, but be ye a doer of the word. Don't just hear it and say, oh, that was a good word. That pastor was good today. He sure had a good word. I liked that word. It was good. No. Don't just say that. Be a doer. Say doer. A doer of the word. What are we practicing? What are we doing every day? What are we going to do when we leave here? Well, I'm going out to the kitchen and get me a chicken sandwich. No, I'm talking about what are we doing tomorrow at work? What are we going to do when the guy comes up and fusses at you and complains and wants you to do it the way he wants to do it? Say, yes, sir. He's the boss. And then be a witness and a testimony. What are we going to do when our kids lose it and they want to rebel? Punch them in the eye. No. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he won't depart from it. Amen? What are we going to do when you get in that argument with your spouse? Say, shut up. No. You don't tell them to shut up. You shut up. Amen? Thank you. Somebody. You know what? You got to learn. Say, we need to learn. Say, we need to learn to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. All right, I'm finished. You ready? Here we go. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the... Come on. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the me today. You see, because I'm part of the church. Hallelujah. You see, because when we hear these kind of sayings, we want to make that an external church. Oh, it's not me. It's that, you know, the rest of those churches that's not doing it the right way. No. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to me today. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches today. Oh, too many of us want to talk about the churches like you're not part of it. I don't know about you, but I'm part of the body of Christ. I'm part of the church. So when we're talking about brother so-and-so, we're talking about one of my brothers. So it's time for us to rise up and say, let's quit talking about brother so-and-so. Let's pray for him. Let's just reach out right now and pray for him. How many of you need some prayer right now? Stand on your feet. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come into your presence. Lord, we ask you to pour out your Spirit right now. Lord, into brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so. Lord, we speak for them right now. Lord, we cry out for their hearts and minds and souls. Lord, we ask you to bless them and encourage them. Lord, we ask you to give us words of wisdom and encouragement that we might reach past the boundaries, that we might reach past our sound barriers, oh God, that's holding us back from doing your will. Lord, let your voice be heard in the street, oh God, again. Lord, let your name be exalted in our homes this day, Lord, and every day. Lord, let us lift you high, oh God, in our lives, that all men will see you and they'll be drawn unto you, oh God. For you are the author and finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Hug somebody in Jesus' name. If you got children in children's church, go get them quick. And if you need to turn your cell phone back on.